This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Up. And they stay there. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're live. Ashburn, Virginia, BigBear.ai Performance Center. Locker cleanout going on. All right, so we got to talk to a number of players already. I was kind of surprised. Locker room opened at 9:30, maybe 9:15 we were in there.
Yeah, I pulled up. I was like, what the hell are they giving out over here, government cheese? It's some damn cars in that parking lot today.
A lot of media, a lot of local media will travel to Philly because it's a pretty easy game. I was still kind of surprised to not see some of the folks that were – some people I thought would be in Philly weren't. But this, everybody comes to. And honestly, the biggest thing is Jaden Daniels will talk at some point today.
Mm-hmm.
A number of veterans already talked. Terry McLaurin, Mariota, Javon Kinlaw, Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel was asked about his future. And I thought – honestly, I grew to really like Deebo this year. His reputation with the media was not always, coming from San Fran, not always the best. And what I learned with Deebo, he was really insightful and cool when you asked him about somebody else. He's just a dude that doesn't really like talking about himself.
Mm-hmm.
But when you ask Deebo about the development of Bill or Jalen Lane or what it means to play alongside Terry, he would give you really good answers.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a human, I feel like that's kind of an admirable quality in a world where everybody loves talking about themselves.
Yeah. I just think that when you hear people say a person is a certain way in the media, I always want to know what kind of experience you've had with that person.
Right.
Okay, maybe you crossed that person and they came at you, and now you're putting out a word on them that they're bad. Let's be real. There's a lot of asses in the media, okay? And they come in with the mindset that I have a story to get, and they want you to do what they want you to do. Like last night, I was asking, listening to the show after the game, and this lady asked Aaron Rodgers about, he got another football game coming up. Oh, you going to ride off in the sunset after this? Then she say, well, I had to ask the question. No, you didn't have to ask the damn question. Okay? They still have another game. If this was his last game and he wasn't playing again, you can ask that question.
Yo, locker cleanout is when you ask.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. So I heard a lot about D-Boy as well and had a chance to talk to him this year. And then watch him. And I'm like, this dude right here is not what I've heard. And we've been hearing over the last few, years or so, it's a bunch of people in San Francisco in the media that are worse than any player they ever tried to explain.
Yeah.
They try to describe. So it's just, it's weird to me. And I've been on both sides of it. And I'm going to tell you, I've seen more of the buttholes on this side of it than I see on in that play in the locker room. I'm going to be honest with you on that.
So I want to just have a bit of a conversation around tanking, because I know a lot of folks are mad that Washington didn't tank. And I think there's a number of ways that just shows the disconnect between NFL locker rooms and buildings and fans.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have an honest conversation about yesterday? They started a third-string quarterback, and he had two turnovers. They weren't exactly, like, if they were gung-ho about this thing, you think they don't go to Marcus? Hey, man, we really need you. You think you can gut this out?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to say late in this game, all right, you could just hand it off. You're down a touchdown in the second half. Just put it into C-Rod's belly. But, like, that's not fair to the players on the field.
It's not fair to the player, but what I hate about that, even that analogy, Jay, those same people who think that, if you do that, those same people are going to be bashing the hell out of the team today.
See, started a third-string quarterback for the last two games. Like, it's not like they were making trades late in the year to try to bolster a – like, you remember what the Wiz did, and I hated when they did this, but they would fight like hell to get the 7 seed. And that's why eventually the whole fan base was like, tear it all down, and that's how we landed where we are, where we think the Wiz are back on the way up. Like, this team didn't do that.
No.
They weren't adding at the trade deadline. No. Maybe they could have sold more, but it seems like it's a little
understand,
unrealistic.
Football and hockey is different than the other two. There's just that's how it is. I know people see what basketball does, they see what baseball does, and they just say, well, you could do this. It's not that easy in those two sports to do something like that. You know, in hockey, hell, your star player is on the ice. He's not on the ice 50% of the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so you can't do it in that. And in football, one guy can make a difference, but he doesn't make the difference as that one guy on basketball, that one guy that you probably get based. You get a damn good pitcher. Every time he pitches, you probably know you can win the game.
At least break a losing streak,
you know what
right?
I'm saying?
That aces
but
do.
In football, it's difficult. But I have sat here, and see, you know me, I'm kind of like a mad scientist, the way I act. I have sat here and listened to, so I go online sometimes, and I like to follow when the people that makes the most noise, okay? And the same damn person that's arguing against something one week, the next week he's arguing.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Looking for it. You know why? because that's the side that everybody else is going against now. So he wants to just jump on the other side. I have gotten to the point where I don't care what they're arguing about anymore. I don't care what half of them want on the media, social media. Because you know what? They're going to change it anyway. They just want to be on the side that's the loudest. So, one finger salute to you. That's the way I am with it. I've gotten to the point now where, dude, I see the same people arguing against stuff that they have been saying that they don't want to see. And then all of a sudden they get it one time and then they, you know, they are all back and forth, like wishy-washy. And that's the problem with this damn social media thing, where we have people who are making this noise. Well, you don't know who the hell they are. But if you just do some of the things like I do, follow their little, find out their name and just check it out. Do it a couple of times. You'll be amazed.
Now, you can point to a difference in Philly had Devontae Smith out there early, and he was chopping it up, and then they pulled him, right? Yeah, Philly also has a game to play.
They had him out there. He needed 40 yards, and they went and got his money.
Right. Could you have pulled Terry and Debo in the second half? Sure. But you know what Debo's trying to do?
Terry and Debo.
Debo was also trying to hit incentives. And he's showing all of the league, 32 teams, yo, I'm still running hard.
Did you watch Terry and Debo in the second half? Did Terry and Debo look like they didn't want to be out there?
Right.
You know, the thing about some guys, the mindset is when you step on the field, I'm here to play. That's just what they do. You know, what I was, if they told me I had to dress out, I didn't want to go in the game for a play, a quarter, and then come out. If I'm dressed out, I am ready to go into the damn game. And my coaches knew, if after you took me out the game, you might want to take my equipment away from me because I'm going to be trying to get back out there.
Also, dude, if you don't think they did a proper job testing, should we also keep in mind they sat Jaden for the last month of the season when the head coach at one point said he could have gone back in? Then they decided we're shutting him down, and they said it's part team, part medical. Like, they made a pretty big damn decision in mid-December, and that just gets glossed over.
That doesn't make a difference, Jake. That does not work with my argument I want to have.
Right.
You know, and that's how people are, man. Listen, I have listened to so many people make this whole thing about them. I don't give a damn about them. I give a damn about this team getting better. And what I see look. For what it's worth, there are some guys that are going to take something from that yesterday, and they're going to take it into this offseason, and it's going to jumpstart them to something else. I had a chance to talk to C-Rod coming off the field after the game. And just looking in that dude's face, I watched this dude some years prior where he was confused, didn't know if he was doing anything right. I was like, so what's next, bro? And he's like, man, can't wait to get back at it because now I know what to do. You see him, like, when you came to me, you said, man, C-Rod, so he came back, he's lost weight, he's faster. And then you watch him the whole year. He had something to take from that yesterday because when you watched the game yesterday, and I love both of them, Bill and C-Rod. But in a game like that, when it's cold like that, and the offensive line is blocking you to get 3 yards, 4 yards, C-Rod's running style was better for that.
Sure.
Because C-Rod comes downhill. If you block three, he gets four. You block one, he gets two, three. Bill is the guy who's going to come in there and try to look to jump. And eventually, you're going to be blocked for five, and you're going to get two, get three. And he has the breakaway speed. But he also seems better when somebody batters him up a little bit. Then he comes in and cleans it up. Those two guys could be very damn good moving for your future.
C-Rod, restricted free agent. We'll see what his future is. As far as, like, building the momentum from yesterday going forward, this team is going to look so dramatically different not sure it really carries over. But for the dudes leaving it all on the field yesterday, I watched Nick Allegretti, who's been really valuable to this team for 2 years. And what'd he say? Walk right past this beat. He's like, man, it wasn't pretty, but we'll take the win. Like, there is value for those players. I don't think, for me, going from 5 to 7 in a draft that is not top-heavy talent-wise and definitely isn't top-heavy quarterback draft-wise, if this was 2 years ago, the Caleb, Jaden, Drake, Penix, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix quarterback draft, that's a different scenario. 5 to 7 carries real value.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe Ty Simpson has a hell of a combine and all of a sudden there's interest in him. I just don't think the quarterbacks are going to determine the top of this draft. You should lose a lot of sleep over 5-7. If you look at the more modern draft value charts, there's not a gigantic delta in 5-7. A lot of the old school draft value charts, the Jimmy Johnson era, there was no rookie wage scale. So, like, the money attached to those first round picks was so significant. You had these holdouts, you had all this stuff. Like, the Jimmy Johnson draft value chart is from 1989. Like, I think it's okay to recognize that is modernized.
I think the way people are looked at, drafted, scouted, all that stuff has changed so drastically since Jimmy Johnson. And look, it worked when Jimmy Johnson did something in his day. Jimmy Johnson left coaching and didn't come back to it.
He came back. Came back with the Dolphins.
When he left coaching at that point, he ain't come back. Okay? Because things got better on the other side. I don't care what his chart was. Because when Jimmy Johnson was in this thing, Joe Gibbs was just coaching football. He was winning. What's my man up there? And Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells felt a certain way. He just felt that you had to be a manly man to go play some football. He won. So everybody has a different way. It's not, this is not a one-size-fits-all type thing. And that's where we get to a point where if somebody does something, oh, we got to go do it. No. I've said it for the last 8, 9, 10 years. Everybody said the league is a passing league. But there's always somebody who can run the damn football very effectively, and they don't have to throw the ball around the yard too damn much. If I can run the ball and you can't stop that, why would I throw the football if – you got a better quarterback. My quarterback can't throw it like yours, so I'm going to try to throw the ball like your quarterback. The problem is we keep trying to follow what everybody else does. Why not follow what works for your football team?
Quick break. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're going to open these phone lines up at some point. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.